India's capital is under a partial lockdown amid a health emergency, but not for COVID-19. NPR's Lauren Freyer has more.
Delhiites continuing to breathe poisonous, toxic air.
It happens across northern India every winter. People set fires to stay warm. Farmers burn crop stubble left over from the harvest. The smoke combines with industrial and vehicular emissions, and it all gets trapped in a layer of smog held down by cold temperatures. The Taj Mahal disappears into toxic haze for months. The wealthy hunker down behind air filters, and the poor die disproportionately of lung disease. New Delhi's chief minister, Arvind Kejriwal, held a news conference last weekend.
School physical bandh kiye ja rahe hain. Virtual classes.
Announcing the closure of schools all week. Some had only just reopened after 20 months because of COVID-19. He also paused construction projects and ordered government employees to work from home. Data scientist Vasu Jain's boss called him last week and told him to repurpose his COVID masks for pollution.
And in case we do not have N95 masks, we can get one from office, and also recommended us to get an air purifier for home.
Then his boss called again this week and told him just work from home. The pollution has been more than four times what's safe. It's too dangerous to commute even a short distance, he said.
Really bad. Like in Delhi, you can't travel without rolling up your windows. You'll get a headache or you'll get nauseous within not a very long time.
Only some private companies are allowing employees to work from home. But Jyoti Pandey Lavakare says it's a start. She's a clean air advocate who hopes the pandemic has primed people to mobilize against other health threats too, especially pollution.
You have to treat this as a national health emergency, and you have to shut down things when it gets so bad.
Treat this like a COVID lockdown, she says. But shutting down public transit, for example, or requiring all companies to shut their offices, that would require politicians from several states in the national capital region to agree on restrictions, and they may be hesitant to do so. Because India's economy is only now bouncing back from COVID closures. So while the country's Supreme Court yesterday urged authorities to clear roads of non-essential traffic,
ye expressway. UP ke vikas ka expressway hai.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi was inaugurating a new highway today east of the capital. Economic development remains his priority. That's one reason why India has committed to going net zero on emissions much later than other major economies. Lavakare, the clean air advocate, says India needs to fight pollution as if it were a war.
When you have an external aggressor, you have the leader of a country setting up a war room, you have, all the best minds of the country coming together to figure out strategies.
Except in India today, people are getting used to this pollution. Politicians may not feel the need to act, because this happens every year.
It's there and it's killing you, but it's like the frog in the boiling pot where the water just gets a little bit warmer each time until he's just boiled to death. So that's what's happening to us as we breathe this air every year.
Lavakare lost her mother to lung cancer a few years ago. She was one of an estimated 1.7 million Indians to die of pollution-related disease every year. Lauren Freyer, NPR News in Nashik, Maharashtra, India.